Hawaii will be receiving another $50 million of federal funding to boost contact tracing and COVID-19 testing. The health department hopes that about half will be spent on improvements on the state laboratory. The state lab in Pearl City was built 25 years ago. State Health Director Bruce Anderson says it's in need of repair and expansion. Some of the funds will also be used to increase the department's workforce.
Approximately $6 million of those funds would be used to support expanded staff for the epidemiology branch, laboratory staff, and training activities. Approximately $2.4 million was allocated for the contact tracing training program at the University of Hawaii. Of course, we are looking to support the program statewide as a training program. Some of that money is going to supporting the expansion of staff at our district health offices on the neighbor islands to enhance our ability there.
The University of Hawaii will be training contact tracers over 2 days to 3 months, depending on the person's health education background. UH hopes to increase the state's number of contact tracers from the current 80, including 30 volunteers, to 300. The state's low numbers of tracers have been criticized by officials like Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell. Increasing the number of trackers and their caseload would be a big improvement from a few months ago. Anderson says each tracer can now keep track of about 20 close contacts of an infected person.
When we started into this, we were lucky to have been able to monitor 3 or 4 cases per staff person assigned to contact tracing. That's changed a lot for a number of reasons. We have a new application which has increased our ability to monitor cases that are identified, and our contact tracers actually not only looked at new contacts but also monitored the condition and the status of people who had been identified earlier.
Anderson says social distancing has also helped limit the number of close contacts per patient. Hawaii tests about 1,000 people a day for COVID-19, mostly through private labs. But Anderson says that can now surge to 5,000 per day. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.